fight these miseries.
Hey, it's Chuck Gross from Highway Products and Pavati Marine.
KMED and FM 99.3 KCMD.
And by the way, if you have an Alexa smart speaker, just say, hey, Alexa, play KMED on TuneIn. And it'll just bring it right up. Brings the stream on. Now, the Google one, we're still working on the proper, you know, the proper little instruction that you have for that. So, oh, by the way, if you're wondering about the brand new Android app, it is available on the Google Play Store. The Apple app, we are still waiting for approval. It's supposed to be coming very soon. All right. Apple is just sometimes very difficult to deal with. But we've already submitted an app. We're just waiting for them to say, okay, we'll put it on it. It's because they have a closed ecosystem. You have to get a mother may I from them. So anyway, that's the story. We're still working on the iPhone app for the new stream. Okay? All right, 770-5633. It is a week from today, 5 o'clock, North Medford High School. Everyone is invited. This is not just a Jackson County show up. This is a Jackson, Josephine, Coos, Curry, Klamath. It's a gathering of the masses, my friend. And it's about getting meaningful public comment in on the fire and smoke miseries. And this event is going to be, like I said, a week from today, 5 o'clock, Tuesday the 11th, North Medford High School. That's the same kind of cafeteria auditorium where we ended up having the monument meeting here. And Jackson County is going to be conducting this, and they're looking for people. And by the way, there is no, from what I understand, Mr. X, there is no pre-planned agenda, as it were, the way that that gangrene normally tends to like to operate these things, in which everybody in the room is, oh, yeah, we're in favor of Let It Burn.
Yeah.
I feel so good when I smell the smoke and the forest is being restored. No, it's not just a room filled with those kind of people.
That's right. That's what we have to ensure that it's not.
Now, Mr. X is our crack researcher on all these matters, and like I said, he does all sorts of light reading, as you see the reams of paperwork here. So what should we be focusing on next week? It's not just a matter of showing up. We got to show up. We certainly have to do that. But the goal is to get meaningful and constructive public comment into the record, right?
That's exactly right. And I've got to paint a little bit of a picture with all of this so people understand where, what, when, why, and how, and a direction that'll get them a little bit emotional and angry about the background and why this stuff has been occurring. And, you know, it's logical. That's all it is. All I do is I go through it logically and I say, if there's a problem, well, we have to fix the actual problem, and how do we do it?
Okay.
And so you start finding concepts within things. You know, a while back, Senator Merkley, there was an Associated Press article how after a summer wildfire season that blanketed much of the West in smokes, U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley introduced a bill Wednesday would reduce the severity of wildfire by thinning forests that are too many trees and have become fuel for megafires, blah, 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 okay? But basically, it says the bill would create a $1 billion fund to allow the Forest Service to increase the pace and scale of wildfire reduction projects. But I'm going to stop right there. I mean, I could go on reading, and it's just,
But this is the standard way.
This is the standard
response from Washington, D.C., and many state agencies, too, for that matter.
But what you have to understand is part of his bill, okay, I'm going to read one section. Hazardous fuel, under hazardous fuels reduction, okay? It's the first paragraph in the fuels reduction reference on that he has on it. But it says hazardous fuels reduction project. The term hazardous fuels reduction project means the removal or modification of flammable vegetation or woody debris through, number one, and what is it? The order of priority bill, the most important, prescribed fire. Thinning, brush removal, mastication, pruning, slash treatment, or a combination of these methods on the condition that the method is ecologically appropriate, cost-effective, and selected on a site-specific basis.
When we talk about, you know, the order of legal priority here once again, if prescribed fire is still the number one priority,
that's right,
is that not contributing to the problem that the Southern Oregon area ends up enduring here?
His bill references the National Cohesive Wildland Fire Management Strategy. That's the 1995 and subsequent documents that we've been talking about.
Okay? That's let it burn.
That's it. So, that's so, the let it burn.
So what
thing.
Senator Merkley, I just want to jump, I'm sorry to cut you off here, but jumping to the case so people connect the dot here, Senator Merkley's proposal for putting $1 billion or more into this this wildfire treatment, with prescribed burn being the number one solution.
That's right.
Is just strengthening the let it burn policy that we've had since 1995.
That's right. And that's the part of it. Now, what I want you to understand how all of this works, and folks, it is a difficult journey. It is understandable after a lot of time invested, okay? But the basics of it come down to, a few years ago, over a period of time, they developed what they call a cohesive wildfires plan, or in the Rogue Valley, I think it's the Rogue Valley Integrated Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Now, that particular document was signed by Jackson and Josephine County with the caveat that they could change upon need, okay, their whole perspective on this thing. So as I look at this and I go into it, I said to myself, well, what about Butte County? Well, Butte County, folks, is where Paradise is. Now, we all know what just happened in Paradise. They have a Butte County Wildfire, Butte County Community Wildfire Protection Plan.
Yep, there it is. There it is. 2015 to 2020.
Now, when you go to this and you start looking at their collaborative endeavors, okay, instead of focusing on the health, safety, and welfare, they're focusing on a ridiculous aspect of this, okay? They bring
How so?
Well, it's all about education. I mean, there's one section in it around page 80, I think 86 or something, but it's...
Yeah, I have a little bit of that.
And the reality is, it comes down to they're giving people education and stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Here it is. I'll read some of this.
Yeah.
Education and information. This is what qualifies as protecting the safety and welfare of Butte County. Over 34,000... Butte County residents attended fire prevention education programs that occurred and covered everything from stop, drop, and roll to defensible space. Unit personnel contributed 1,200 hours to education. Fire Pals performed the week of March 10th through March 14th. 3,700 students in grades kindergarten through fifth grade attended. Program reached 10 different schools and a road trip to NEU for a Marysville Elementary School presentation. This is what counts for...
Preparedness? Yeah.
For wildfire?
Right.
In Paradise?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Now,
we're close to 100 people have been incinerated
by... Well, and that's the audacity to me. This is absolutely absurd. The focus has to change. The focus has to be real and understandably reality-based. We have to look at this, or we're going to be the next Paradise, okay? That's the sad reality to this. That's why it's so important for the citizens of Jackson County to go to this meeting. Stand in line, do what you have to do, and make a qualified public input statement. Start removing the power. You had an earlier segment. I was listening, and they're talking about in the background, this group is out in the Applegate is trying to stop the motorcycle riders and the ATV riders, and they're trying to do this and trying to do that. The reality is these groups function with one ideal, and that's to move their thing forward and reduce our ability to do anything on our public lands. And the reality to it comes back to, what are they setting us up for? Well, when you look at the involvement of the nonprofits in here, okay, that, you know, the Butte County Community Wildfire Protection Plan, this is one thing. The Butte County Fire Safe Council, okay? So how's that working out for you? How did that work out for them?
And we have a similar structure here in Southern Oregon.
We have a similar structure here. It's a Southern Oregon Forest Restoration Collaborative. And the concepts within that is that restoration means we have to burn it. We have to burn it to restore it. Now, I look at this and I start thinking, well, what about the health, safety, and welfare of the people? Stop, drop, and roll didn't help the people in Paradise. Why would, you know, I can see the education for being fire safe. I can see making your properties fire safe. That fire, it moved in such a rapid pace and went home to home to home. It burnt, what, 7,000 and some odd structures, 7,000 homes. Now, you look at that, if we have that happen here, what's the end result? How do we prepare for that by going and having somebody get paid to teach us stop, drop, and roll?
This is what ends up substituting for true muscular wildfire abatement processes. And remember, once again, the standard call is for enabling more prescribed burns.
That's exactly right.
Which is what has been happening, which is what has been getting paid for. And it's not been effective. We know that. It has not been effective.
It has not. And the idea that there's, okay, a community wildfire protection, great. But let's get some input from the people who are actually being affected, okay? Not a group that has... Firewise, we want the Nature Conservancy has. Oh, we have, and that's what part of this is, because they talk about Firewise. Well, Firewise is controlled by the Nature Conservancy. Okay,
this is the same group that wants to lock up the land around here.
That's right. Yeah. It's the same group that wants to lock up our land. All of these items going forward, we have to reestablish a link or controls for the people to have a voice. And our voice comes through these public input meetings. And we have to empower our commission to be our voice. And that's the reality. That's why it's so important.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold here for a second, because when we return in just a moment, I'm going to take a call from Eli first, and then when I return, I want to talk. Eli actually has a question about the documents.
Okay.
Here. Eli, you had a question about some of these documents here this morning? How are you doing?
Yeah, I think it's great that Mr. X is compiling these documents. And for those of us who want to show up and speak at the December 11th meeting, we would like to be armed with some documents, too. And is there like a website or someplace where we can have these? See these documents so we...
I'll tell you what, Eli, send me an email and I'll send you the links to the documents that he and I have been looking at today, okay?
Well, it's not just me. I'm sure lots of people...
Usually Bill will post it.
Yeah, we'll post
it. If he can post it, we'll get it posted, and there will be a website. I believe it's MrXFiles.com.
You haven't created that yet. We're working on that.
Well, it's almost there, and I think it's usable at some point, so Hank...
Great.
At that point, it will be there. If not, Bill will have it on his site, and all of these things will be there. But when you empower yourself by reading these things, and that's all I'm trying to say is that this is when you sit back and you look at our lives, every aspect of our lives has been, how to say, overruled by small groups having input. Like Eli is involved in the smart meter organization, you know, that's trying to fight the implementation of the smart meter. And I look at that as a wonderful thing, because you need these things going on, that people who object to it have a way forward through in the study and the understanding of how these affect us. You know, people have different things, and the Public Utility Commission is they're the standalone organization that brought this forward by directing Pacific Power to, you know, proceed with a carbon reduction thing. Now, you go to France. You gotta keep connecting your dots. You gotta look at it. What did the people of France do? They reacted to carbon taxes. They had riots. They had all kinds of political and civil unrest.
And by the way, Macron backed down.
That's right.
And he more or less called uncle and said uncle. And what he's doing is backing off for 6 months. So public, and of course, their kind of public input is not the kind of public input that we're looking for next Tuesday.
Right.
We're not expecting you to riot at the county meeting.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying let's avoid that. I'm always the one, by educating, by understanding, by bringing this forth. They talk about in the Butte County Community Wildfire Protection Plan, it's all about education, about wildfire safety. Well, how did their education work out for you?
Yeah, we don't need education. Well, I mean, we need education. I'm not saying that we want to be ignorant about how wildfire starts, but it's not that complex, really.
No.
What it happens to be, what we need to focus on, and And we're going to continue this conversation here in just a moment, and maybe let's break down some specificity on ways to approach public comment. All right?
Sure.
Because next week, next Tuesday, like I say, I hope you're at the meeting, and please make a comment. You don't have to speak publicly. You can make it written.
You can make it written and submit it.
But we'll talk about some of the aspects that you should discuss coming up. This is the Bill Meyer Show on KMED and KCMD. Hi, it's Bill Meyer. I'll be broadcasting live from My Hearing Centers Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. My Hearing Centers is offering free hearing evaluations and launching its Signia NX Charge and Go 30-Day Challenge. You try the world's most advanced hearing aid platform risk-free for 30 days, and you get an Olive Garden gift card. So stop by for some coffee, get your hearing checked, and learn more about the 30-Day Challenge Friday at My Hearing Centers, 10 to noon, at Hillcrest Park, just off Foothill Road in East Medford, live on KMED.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
So you're thinking about pruning. Talk to the Rogue Gardener, sponsored by Grange Co-op.
See, the problem with cutting wood off a tree in the wintertime is that the tree's first response to having the wood cut off is to grow more wood. So many times when we prune in the wintertime, we are actually stimulating growth. When you do your pruning to keep the plant smaller, don't cut it back super far.
The Rogue Gardener is Saturdays at 10, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD.
The news you want to know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
George H.W. Bush.
His last words were, I love you.
George Bush has made my life safe.
Family means everything to me.
Never cursed, never raised his hand to me, just perfect.
Dad will be put to rest with mom.
The news.
We've made tremendous progress at the G20.
You need to know.
Serious mess in Alaska. It's a tragedy.
Stay in the know.
We've had a number of aftershocks.
This is KMED and KCMD. Never miss the Bill Meyer Show. Download recent podcasts at BillMeyerShow.com or KMED.com. Brought to you by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linux on Airway Drive off Vilas.
As President Obama once called it, teachable moments. And the tragedy that happened in Paradise is not all that far from what could be happening in Southern Oregon. As a matter of fact, U.S. Forest Service ended up releasing that Merlin is probably the community most at risk here. That's for what we're looking at for a Paradise type of action. But, and by the way, this is not to pick on Merlin. It's just what the U.S. Forest Service, what the USDA ended up saying about this. And we're looking at all sorts of communities around here. It's not just Merlin. It's all over the area that could suffer a Paradise-style conflagration. And we have to be realistic about this. And so this meeting next Tuesday. And by the way, Mr. X, we're going to hold him over through the top of the hour. So we're going to have a little bit more with him at 8:10 because there's just so much to cover. But we wanted to take a look at what Paradise and what Butte County have been focused on. And that's what we're taking this from, the Butte County Community Wildfire Protection Plan.
Right.
And we have some clues on how we can move forward differently.
Right.
So
exactly.
You want to just break down some of that, Mr. X?
Well, I'm just going to go back to, you know, like during the little break there, we had Bill printed off one more page of this for me that I wanted to just convey. But it says, Conco, Yankee Hill, and Merry Mountain Village, Clipper Mills, have maintained their FireWise community status. Berry Creek and Forbes Town are recognized as FireWise communities. Wildfire evacuation plans incorporating ready, set, go principles were developed and distributed in the fall of 2014 to the communities of Feather Falls, blah, 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 Town of Paradise and the Upper Ridge. But the reality comes down to FireWise is a program of the Nature Conservancy. Okay,
now, the Nature Conservancy is behind FireWise.
That's right. Okay, so I'm looking at huge amounts of money and grants have been absorbed and used. And what was the end result? What was the end result for the town? None of these programs work. Fire takes ignition, fuel, and oxygen. Okay? That's the
pretty
fire
simple,
triangle.
Pretty
very
simple,
simple
formula. Yeah.
Captain Bill Simpson talks about bringing the wild horses. He wants to have grazing. The deer population needs to increase. They've allowed too many apex predators. The cougars are killing the deer at faster rates than they can maintain a growth in their population to graze. We have to start looking at, well, if we don't have that, then people need to be out there cutting this grass down. We have to start doing things that are productive. We have to create fire breaks, actual fire breaks around these towns that work, not fire breaks that don't work. When there's a windy condition, the town of Paradise was literally destroyed by the conditions of wind being so powerful that it pushed it and pushed it and pushed it.
And so we're talking about some of the needs that you can be putting in some of your public comments. Everything that we're talking about, we're learning from what has not worked.
That's right. And when we look at, you can sit back and move, you know, you live here, people move here. You sit back and you say, well, our community has a wildfire protection plan. Well,
doesn't mean anything.
That, ready, set, go. That's the big part of their plan. Ready, set, go.
All right.
And then it's collaborative thinning projects.
So we're talking about everything that's not working. So this way that you can actually put stuff like this in your comments. Vicki's in Grants Pass. Vicki, you wanted to weigh in on the respiratory care act of that. Go ahead.
Right. As a former respiratory care practitioner, retired, I am quite concerned about the particulate size of the smoke that was in the air that permeated the entire communities in Southern Oregon.
We are too.
The very fires. And as a professional, former professional retired, I would like to say that it was extremely damaging to people's lungs.
Yeah.
In that the micron size, and I know a lot of people don't understand microns, but it's a small particulate that actually gets physically into the lungs and can clog up the airways and the small air sacs.
Are you ready to write that down into your public comment, Vicki?
I wish I knew where to send it.
Okay. Are you going to be at the event next Tuesday? Can you come?
Unfortunately, I don't know how to drive there.
Okay. Oh, you don't know how to drive? Well, but believe me, we can drive you into here. Or drive you in.
I believe that the county will, if it works the way that it should, you should be able to submit in writing a letter or an email. They should have an address at that. And then we'll probably try to post it and get the information to people if we can.
Vicki, what I would do, could you email me, bill@billmeyershow.com, Vicki? We'll get you on the email tree on this, okay? Can you do that?
Bill Myers Show.
Yeah, bill@billmeyershow.com.
I sure will.
And what I would add, Vicki, is that this is something else to keep in mind, is that I would be coming out against the solutions proffered by people such as Senator Jeff Merkley, which increase prescribed burns, all right? Because the whole aspect of empowering let it burn is going to lead to more miseries next year. We have to come up with more mechanical means,
that's
I think,
right,
of dealing with this.
We're going to have to. We're going to have to make that decision.
All right. More details coming up here on the Bill Myers Show. We'll have more with Mr. X, 770-5633, and news is next.